We're live for nothing. Good evening, Belgraders. That came out all wrong, and my voice wavered. Good evening, Belgraders.
Whenever I hear blog, I just hear bog.
A lot of people have this problem. This is why so few people read my blog, because it reminds them of
bog. I just hear bog. I hate blogs. I actually really fucking hate blogs.
They hate you too, Nick.
Do they? Yeah. They do. Actually, literally, they fucking do.
The other day, saying, how do you feel about
actually, there are, if you look, you fucking Google my name and you'll find blog people that fucking hate my work.
That's right. Oh, there was that blog thing, wasn't there, that traumatized you?
That's like, what, they don't even know what the term performance art means.
You must be used to that, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, just fuck off.
Anyway, look, we've got an intro. Man. Okay. We've got to do this properly. Okay, there is a formula here. There is a format.
Yeah, okay.
We can't violate the format. Good evening, blog readers. It's Tuesday evening at 11:44 p.m., quarter to midnight, actually. And
it's a really great Iron Maiden song at about 2 minutes to midnight.
2 minutes to midnight,
I think. It's not. It's a quarter to, but I could have sung it if it was... Alright, I'm sorry. I'm a pizza shape.
You fucking bought them, they're your pizza shape. Good evening, blog readers. I'm sitting here in the, don't go to sleep, I'm sitting here in the living room of my house on Tuesday evening, it's quarter to midnight, with Mr. motherfucking who is visiting from Perth and quite unexpectedly has wound up staying at my house, which I was quite pleased about. I think I have a sneaking suspicion. Yeah, she's exploiting me, but I don't mind. I have a sneaking suspicion my housemate was somewhat less than pleased, but she is never here these days, hardly ever, and she's moving out soon, so she can get fucked up. We're eating pizza shapes and drinking tea. Danielle was talking earlier, and we were sort of talking before about, you have this theory about that there's a reason why children are dressed in pastel colours. Can you explain this for the people at home?
We dress children in pastel colours because we want to silence them.
They don't understand pastels.
Well, no, they don't appreciate pastel colours because a pastel colour is a colour that adults understand. Children, according to colour theory, children understand primary and secondary colours. So pastel colours is something that we put on children to calm us down. It's a calming... They're calming tones to calm us the fuck down because they're so fucking loud and full of shit that it drives us mental. So if we have a soothing colour
we can kind
to
of
put on them, then we're soothing ourselves. We're not entertaining. Like,
naturally. It's not about the children.
It's never really
about the children. No one ever thinks of the children. We were debating earlier, like, tossing up whether to do this thing with you talking in quotes. I initially assumed when I originally...
No, but because of the environment we're in, I don't have to talk in
you're
quotes.
At home.
I'm at home. Wherever I sleep that night is my home.
Yeah. But it is a public forum in the sense that this will be broadcast to the world.
But you better not use my name.
No, it won't be anywhere in the text. It won't be Googleable. That was the terms that we agreed upon.
That's good.
I have used your name in the audio, but only people that I know really, all readers of my blog listen to this. So.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Forgiven.
I'm forgiven?
You haven't done it. Yeah, no, that's okay. Yep,
I've totally been forgiven.
That's fine. Is this... I mean...
I'll edit it
this up. This is all quite boring so far. Is this going to be...
I don't know. I'm quite enjoying it.
Okay. I'm sure.
You're leaving tomorrow. She's leaving tomorrow. But
I'm
anyway...
Sorry, I'm being a cunt hole.
You're being a cunt hole.
Cunt hole, teach face.
You know the hole
in
a cunt? That's what you are being.
It's funny because I record things all the time.
I know. And you're standing
I'm,
here talking with
really,
a pizza shape out of your mouth.
I'm not that self-conscious. But as I look at the wavy lines, I become very self-conscious because I always record other people, and I watch them slowly become more comfortable with the fact that they're being recorded. And it usually takes about an hour until they start to really feel comfortable and they start to open up and the epiphanies start to happen after about an hour of interviewing. But yeah, it's funny. I do feel self-conscious.
Would you feel more or less self-conscious? The whole thing is like, were you going to do it in quotes? Because I assumed you would. But you seem to be heavily laying off the quotes.
I hate the fucking quotes. Fuck the quotes.
You've become slack and a failure.
I have become slack. I still do it. I still adhere to my rules.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just become a hermit. It's fucking quote project. I fucking hate it. But I knew that would happen.
It's kind of 3 years is a long time. Not that you've
it's
been doing it for 3 years, but you're still going to do it for 3 years?
More than that. because it takes time in between. It took a long time to develop the book.
You'll have to mime quotes for the second part.
Yeah. There's time in between. But anyway, let's not do that. Let's talk about anything else.
I think we've got enough, really. I think that'll do.
We've got tea to drink. That is fucking bullshit.
Do you want me to interview you for an hour so you can get
comfortable? Are you fucking interviewing me?
No, I'm not. You were the one who used the word interview.
I'm sorry. I'm really rude. Crude.
It's funny. I don't know. We don't ever really argue or have fights ever. Have we ever?
No.
But we seem to be quite... There's sort of sparkage happening here.
I can't see anything except the wavy lines indicative of the noise I'm making. It's really soothing.
Maybe we should just... I don't know, we've got tea to drink and pizza shape, so maybe we should just sit here in silence. Let them eat silence.
People really listen to this all the way through.
Yeah. My readership is relatively small these days. But I have a lower band of devoted followers. And the audio's never been particularly popular, which is a shame because I like the audio. But punters don't really go for it. But they can get fucked up.
What will you edit this down to?
I don't know. We'll see. I'll edit out all the dead bits and boring bits.
Do you want any good content?
Why have you got any tucked up your sleeve?
I don't know. I don't have anything tucked up my sleeve. I don't wash my sleeves.
That'll do. Good evening. That is all.
Oh, come on.
Official fact.
Don't leave it there. Don't leave it there. It's nothing. See, the thing
it's
is...
good
is
enough.
That
I think it's good enough.
No. It's warm-up. It's warm-up stuff.
That's what I was going to say. Do you want to keep going for an hour? You're used to... Not anything. You're used to having people talk for an hour.
I'm used to interviewing people for an hour, more than an hour.
Okay, we can keep going.
It takes a long time for people to warm up.
Well, for nothing. The only limitation we've got is the battery will run out eventually, but that's not going to happen for fucking ages, so let's just keep going.
Okay.
And if it's too long, people won't listen to it, but who cares?
Okay. You can edit it.
Yeah, I can, and I will. Although I'm very precious, I've never really learned the trick to editing. I can edit out obvious bits, shit.
I can teach you how to edit.
I know how to do it on a functional level, but I just mean in terms of I'm quite precious. This bit's good, that's a hard one, lose that.
And you know how to clip it just before the breath?
Yes, I know about all that.
Cool.
Because
I didn't know that. When I started, I'm a total dumbass.
When did you start? Was it just for this?
No, I've been editing for a while. I didn't know how to cut the breaths at that point, and I wasn't listening to the breathing very much.
Mm.
This is very dull.
I did quite a lot of sound editing, because, I've been doing this audio post for quite a while now, and I did the Mashik exam as well, and that required some
editing. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm going to do another one, actually. That was my project. I was going to do it in January, but then my computer died, and I got hacked, and all these other things got in the way, and just life went crazy.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy time.
And my goal now is to do it by the end of the year. If I can get that done by the end of the year, I'll consider it.
It's not the slums of India,
It's not the slums of India.
But, when I first found that thing on the internet, and then I realised it was you, and I looked at your blog, and I tried to figure out who the fuck you were, and why the fuck you had this information on me that I hadn't even given to you, given
this
to someone else.
This is backstory about how we met, which I will link to. Go on.
Anyway... And I went to your blog to see who the fuck you were, and I listened to one of your pieces, and I heard the sound of your voice, and I thought, wow, this guy sounds really, I'm not going to finish my sentence, but
this guy sounds really,
yeah,
and you're
just going to leave American. There's something very American.
Well, I was talking a lot to Jay at the time.
It sounded like a teenager in his Y fronts in front of his computer talking about an ashtray for an hour or something. And
shucks, Tom.
It just sounded like it sounded so American. Even though you don't have a really American voice, but there's something American about you, and I don't know what it was. You had a caffeinated tone of voice, like there's so many things you can want to get out, but you can't get out fast enough.
That was very much the space I was in at the time. I mean, it's interesting that you say I sound American, because, yeah, I was... very heavily involved with Jay at that time, and she's American, and I think that may have been a factor, but also it was to do with, yeah, this sense that I had at the time of being completely overwhelmed, and like everything was too much, and it was all like, and this was reflected in my talking all the time. It was like there would be a zillion things I needed to say, and I just couldn't organise the thoughts and couldn't get them out.
Did you want to be back in that place?
Fuck no, that was the worst. I was just sort of crashing down at that point and going, it's all too much, and dropping my bundle and going and collapsing in a heap.
Were you making stuff in?
I was, but it was all becoming too much, and I stopped very shortly afterwards.
Mm.
that was the beginning of the end. But then come summer, when summer, winter and then summer came back, I was reborn again.
When I left.
A bit like Jesus. Just before you left, really. It was around the time that you left. It was very, this is getting a little bit personal. But it was quite frustrating and sad to me that it was just around the time you left that I started to really sort of feel better and stuff.
Do you feel like you're really revealing yourself in on a blog? I mean, honestly, this is...
It's all theatre, my dear. It's all theatre.
It's funny. I had... My friend lent me his diary, his own personal diary. A5 size diary. Gee, that was a very important part for me to mention. Anyway,
It's A5 size. A5 size. A5 just so you can get diary. An A5. Oh, pizza shapes. Anyway, go on. I don't want to crunch pizza shapes off in the story.
And I thought, wow, this is incredible. He's lending me his fucking diaries. You know, he's giving me himself. He's saying, here, get to know me. This is fucking me right here.
Mm.
Well, yeah, no, it is fucking him right there. And I was completely flattered and excited to read this diary. And then he told me, oh, 50 other people have read it. And I've made it for other people to read. Like, it's this project I'm doing where I lend people my diary. And I just... And it was from 2005.
Did he tell you this after you had read it?
No. Okay. He told me this moments after.
Otherwise, that would be quite a shitty thing to do.
And then I just kind of felt like, this isn't a fucking diary. This is a fucking blog.
Mm.
This is a blog. It's just on paper, not on a computer screen. It's something personal that's made to be read. It's not really a diary, you know what I mean? Like, when you write a diary and you write your personal thoughts and you put it in under lock and key, I guess you have some idea that maybe somebody will find it one day, or maybe when you're dead they'll read it. But really, the aim is you write it for yourself and you write it to get out your deepest, darkest bullshit, just to fucking vomit and shit expel. And when you write a blog, you write it for an audience in mind.
Yeah.
You know who's going to read it.
I have a whole lot of... I'm getting like I was before. I'm getting all choked up with things I want to say.
It's
now.
Not pure vomit.
You're
going to
have to
vomit.
Stop at some point so that I can respond.
I'm sorry.
It's not pure vomit. No, it's not. It's interesting. But people keep diaries and blogs and write things for all sorts of different reasons. And they're all valid, as long as they're not pretending to be something that they're not, I guess.
Mm.
A private diary that only you can read, you know, that you might show to someone else as a confidence is very different to a blog that obviously you're putting up for the whole world to read. When I started my blog, however, it was interesting, and I mean, since I've had a bunch of people around me starting blogs, fucking Liv and Gab, and partly influenced, I think, by my blog. When I started my blog at the beginning of 2005, I was, again, similarly in winter last year, and was sort of recovering from having felt totally destroyed as a person, melodramatic as that sounds. And I felt as though I had nothing and that I was completely inadmissible to the world and that I was constantly hiding, and all my interactions with people were sort of like, don't look at me, kind of, you know, like, you know, always with the hunched shoulders and the downturned face and mumbling to my shoes and don't look at me. And I sort of had this revelation. I dropped out of uni, which was, you know, which I was totally not mentally prepared for. And it was a big sort of cathartic moment of just letting everything go and going, okay, I'll drop out of uni because I don't want to be there and it's pointless. It's a pointless waste of time and fuck it. I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want because I'm alive and it's good to be alive and I really have nothing at all to lose. Very liberating moment. And I sort of started this blog and completely poured out my heart and soul, or at least I felt like it at the time, saying exactly how I felt about things and telling my whole story of how I came to be where I was. And, I'm quite embarrassed by that stuff now. It's not a particularly illuminating... It's kind of... It's all angsty and it's recognisable as being very attention-seeking in a way. But for me, it was not about seeking attention. It was more about just going, I don't care. I'm going to just say exactly what I feel to the world, and because I have nothing to lose. And it lifted a huge weight off my shoulders. But of course, I was conscious of there being an audience. The whole reason I was doing it was because I was saying, giving it to the world and saying, there you go, world, take it or leave it. And then subsequently I became much more calculated because I did become very conscious of having an audience, and I, you know, to this day my blog is always and has become increasingly about presenting something, putting on a show for the audience. But at the same time, all my deepest, darkest secrets are there, and I really enjoy the process of like putting it all out there But of course, because it's in a public forum and these days I do have things to lose and things to hide, like most people, very often it has to be done in a fairly sort of subtle and clever way. But I love all of that. I love it. I love this idea of revealing yourself. But at the same time, of course, it's always theatre. It's always a show. Just like whenever you open your mouth, and you may feel like you're being very sincere, but you're always conscious of your audience and you're always performing in a sense.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sorry, that was long out, but yeah. That's quite full circle.
I've got a bullshit quote about theatre and life and all that shit. But fuck that. Fuck quotes.
I was going to say, you've got a lot of bullshit quotes.
John Cage. Theatre takes place where everyone is.
Theatre takes place when everyone is.
Where everyone is. It was John Cage, 1961.
John Cage, 1961. I'm going to remember that one. Theatre takes place where everyone is. I really do think that's enough. We've got enough there.
Okay.
That's a nice note to
end. It's up to you, yeah.
It is. It's up to me.
I probably sound like a...
What do you probably sound like?
Beef curtains.
You sound like a cunt. You think you sound like a cunt?
I don't know. I think I'm probably where you were last year, but at the moment I'm all numb, like I'm a sort of deflated balloon.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just sort of lying around and thinking I'm all filled up. But I'm not. There's air around.
We're all empty inside at the end of the day. Mm. That is the big awful secret.
Did you say we're all empty inside at the end of the day?
I didn't mean to say at the end of the day.
That's
just
okay.
Slipped out.
I said I'm a deflated balloon.
You said you're a deflated balloon.
Waterless
love
watermelon.
Nothing. You're what?
Waterless watermelon.
Waterless watermelon. We're all empty.
Let's watch The Hunger.
Let's do it. Let's do it now. Okay, that's all. We're gonna
watch
The Hunger.
Let's listen to Temple of Love. And drown our miseries.
Can I tell the story about what we were going to do? We were going to go, you wanted to get revenge on your ex-boyfriend and we were going to go around toilets collecting sheet and get a whole bunch of sheet in a bucket. She was going to throw it at him and then she decided that was probably not very efficient.
Then I decided I was going to get tampons and drown the tampons in shit. Pig's blood was Henning's suggestion because I wanted my blood. I'd rather like have real used tampons. But that's what I should do. I should go into all the pubs in Melbourne, go into every female store and go into the sanitary bins and steal.
They're all locked though.
Not fucking locked.
Oh, that's the needles. But I said I'd go into
the
pubs. Of course you can break into the sanitary. Because there's no sizable quantities of sheet or pig's blood to be had at this time of night. But tampons, that could be done.
I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to raid all the sanitary bins that I can find in the vicinity. And I'm going to meet up with him. Pin him down, like I'm going to make out with him, and I'm going to pour tampons and pads on him from women around Melbourne. Women I don't know, women with any kind of diseases in their blood. I want to fucking destroy this piece of shit.
It will, of course, just be playing right into his hands if you do that.
Piece of shit.
He'll love it.
I hate that. He would love it, though. He would really love it.
That's the thing.
And we do
because what will you be doing?
You'll be
showing him just like when a certain bitch of my acquaintance hacked me. What will you be doing? You will be showing him that you care.
I do, and I think.
But you do, so why not do it?
Tampons and shit and blood and piss and puke. It's like it's very performance art. That's the thing. I don't.
Yeah, how long have you been out of art school now, Daniel? Jesus.
I know, but the thing is that all these performance arty things. Like I do these things anyway. These are the things I love to do. I think, I don't know. Sometimes I try and avoid doing them because it seems too much like art and I just want to do things in life. And I don't want them to be art. I just want them to be fun. But art's fun.
They're indivisible to me. It's indivisible. That is my view. And on that note, do you like my spastic noise? Dear readers, dear listeners, whatever the fuck you are, love for nothing. Good evening. That is all.